brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, in this third hour on the heels of Governor Jesse Ventura, a lot of breaking news and information about what's going on in his world and his view on things. Now that he's left us, I want to open the phones up for the entire next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. That said, I was not hyping the fact. You've heard me say his other books are excellent and got a lot of good information. But this new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, is particularly powerful and is perfect to wake people up. It is a page-turner. And we are in an information war. You not only support Governor Ventura when you purchase it from us, you also support our operation, but that's the win-win. The real big win in those two wins is you get further informed and increase your knowledge, and then you can give the book to friends and family. And I also just want to add that we helped him with the printing costs. We paid to have it printed for Mark Dice. He's put out a whole bunch of books, but he's always done print on demand. And we've tried to, you know, help Mark actually do this full time. So I paid to print 10,000 of Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And it's, I believe, the best of his four books. Of course, the author of The Resistance Manifesto. And you can get The Orwellian Nightmare Come True with Jesse Ventura's book, both of them discounted, and then get a free DVD, Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire. You can get it free with these two books, when you get the two books, so quite a discount, and that also puts fuel in our information warfare coffers to continue the fight against the globalists. But I want to hear from you about the fact that they're now dumping this radiation-filled water at 100,000 times safe levels directly in the Pacific. They are saying this could go on for several months before they even figure out how to fix it. More radiation is drifting over at 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, 131, according to universities and state governments that have been doing the testing at a state/university facility in Berkeley. Other state facilities are picking up similar readings. That's a big deal that it's a footnote in the New York Times, and they're not even telling people don't drink milk on the West Coast. I know my wife noticed that the brand of organic milk we usually get is from California, and I said, why not pay 30 cents more and get the Texas brand? That was actually her idea. I said, that's a good idea. And then I had some of it, and I'm like, this tastes a lot better than this other California brand. I'm sorry, it just does. It's we got to go to Whole Foods to get it, but the point is that I'm not going, I mean, there's no doubt that many of the cows are bioaccumulating radioactive isotopes, and it's coming out in the milk. That was reported last Wednesday by the San Francisco Chronicle, the Oregonian, you name it, in case you just tuned in. There's no debating that. I want to get your views on that as well, your views on Senator Lindsey Graham, the carbon-taxing globalist rhino piece of garbage, saying we need to look at restricting free speech in America because of the Koran burning. I think it's a stupid thing to do. It certainly stirs people up. But you know what? The First Amendment, you got to protect dumb people. And they're right, as well as other people, because one person who's dumb is a genius to somebody else, and free speech is free speech, and we're just more real estate if we don't have that. The globalists are abridging every major section of the first 10 amendments. We've got to restore the republic, and that means restoring the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. I want to get your take on all this. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That was a news-making interview with Governor Jesse Ventura. And I'm going to make sure it gets posted in its entirety at PrisonPlanet.tv and then at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. But you can see it first at PrisonPlanet.tv and see it in higher quality and support what we're doing, and plus all the films and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we'll be right back with your phone calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now 8 minutes into hour number three. I want to open the phones up. Obviously, the teleprompter reading puppet, Barack H. Obama. Real name Barry Sotero from Indonesia has announced he's going to run again. The coffers of the foreign bankers will fill him with the $1 billion he needs. We've got Lindsey Graham, the U.S. Senator, openly calling for restrictions on the First Amendment because of the Koran burning, saying it hurts our military operations. Well, then I remember when the first Gulf War started, a neocon talk show host saying, arrest protesters, they're hurting the war effort. I mean, these people really don't want freedom in this country. We're the country. We decide. These wars aren't declared. They're illegal. Al-Qaeda is a globalist banker creation. Our military is used to empower the world government, and our name is destroyed in the process, and our treasure is used up, and we lose our young men and women. I'm sick of all this fake warmongering, moralizing about how they're doing this to Gaddafi because he might have hurt some protesters while their allies in Yemen are mowing people down and Fox News is defending it. It's absolutely incredible. They are reporting 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine showing up at the University of Berkeley where they tested the tap water through a state-funded facility. Similar numbers are coming out in other states on the West Coast. Gold rises to near $1,435 as dollar retreats. Oil climbs. Fed seeks $7 million in privately made liberty dollars. The feds are now trying to seize liberty dollars, which are just anybody can go print up their own silver or gold coins. There are thousands of different commemorative coin companies. And in the ruling, they warn here that this sets the precedent to ban barter or private currency, something cities and others have had. I mean, when you go and cash in money at Chuck E. Cheese's to get the little card or whatever, or at Dave and Buster's to put $20 in tokens on it, that's a form of alternate money. I mean, it's just insane. This company been around for 15 years. I've got some Liberty dollars. Got some silver ones that go back to the mid-90s. Now they sell for hundreds of dollars for a, you know, 1 ounce coin because nobody can get them. And they're trying to put him in prison. So I'm going to be breaking that down as well. Another example of just extreme hubris. Gulf Spill Company hands out safety bonuses. Company whose rig caused biggest oil spill in U.S. history rewards executives for best year in safety performance last year when this happened. Can't make up that hubris. We're also going to be getting into some other important news dealing with the economy. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. David in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Hey, yep, sure am, right here.
All right, nice. Yeah, I was just calling. Wanted to tell you, I went to the Bohemian Grove about, I guess it was a few years before you did. They have weddings there. Have you heard of that?
When it's not shut down in the month of July, some of the private groups are allowed to have weddings there, I believe, with members.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly what it was. It was a family member of mine, and we went in, and when you get there, like you said, they loaded us up on those big army trucks and took us to the main point. And from there, you know, we went to, it's pretty much the main building, met like where the bar is, and they have a big redwood tree that comes in the middle of the bar out the roof. And then they took us on a tour of the place and showed us where the atom bomb was supposedly, you know, designed.
Yeah, that's up on the hilltop, the chalet building.
Yeah, yeah. And then when on your episode with that Decoded,
yes,
when you guys went down that river, they actually took us to a guard shack up there that overlooked the whole Russian River.
Yeah, it's right above the little bridge.
Yep. So, yeah, we actually, when we were there, saw deer swimming through there. So I don't know if they saw you guys coming or how long were you in there before they ran you out?
Well, I didn't really go in. The crew went in and then ran from the guards and got arrested. I just followed them up to the water line, and by then, basically, they got grabbed, and I didn't. I got out of there.
And I didn't know. I knew it was exclusive and ex-presidents, everything else. I didn't have a clue what it is that I know today. So,
well, it's not just ex-presidents. It's current presidents have been known to go there. Going back to William Howard Taft, right around 1900 or 1901. But did you see Moloch, the big stone idol?
Didn't. No, I missed that. That would have been great. That was the one thing.
They didn't show you that, David. Well, I appreciate your call. No. Interesting story, man. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first off, I just wanted to ask you about this play on words. You know, we're in four wars right now. And my first question to you is, how many wars or countries do we have to invade before it's considered a world war? And second, my observation of Mr. Fake Birth Certificate Obama, all I've heard from him is speech after speech, lip service after lip service, and I don't know any other president combined, in fact, from what I hear, has spent more money as a single president than any other presidents combined together.
Yeah, he has, and that's because he's a puppet, and the bankers are finally bleeding us completely out. But going back to your first question, what was your first question?
Well, you used a certain term, and it was kind of weird. I never heard it before, what you were calling these, they call it a police action in Vietnam. But now they're calling it some other kind of military.
They're calling it a kinetic action. They're saying it's not a war. It's kinetic when we drop bombs and send in special forces. Those are not ground forces. They're just on the ground. And I appreciate your call. It's an excellent point, Tim. Going back and expanding on this, this isn't really so much the start of World War III, or a lot of people at the CIA call the Cold War World War III. This isn't really the start of World War IV, though it could lead to that. What it is a NATO globalist Anglo-American establishment invasion of third world countries that they wanted to overthrow. So it's a neo-colonial, imperial, multi-pronged invasion with a new system they're using where they openly finance rebels to overthrow governments, and when the rebels succeed, they come in and take over behind them, or if they don't succeed, they give them air power and weapons and ground advisors. And so it's really not new in history, but it's new in the last few decades, and then they call it humanitarian. Then when their other dictators are murdering their public, they call it loving and good and fighting Al-Qaeda. But then when they're fighting Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, they say Al-Qaeda is good, but then when they're fighting Al-Qaeda in another country, Al-Qaeda is bad. And it's just basically the globalists are a private corporate crime network who manipulate major governments, who fund terrorist groups to then attack countries so they can take our liberties here domestically. I mean, it's a one-size-fits-all system that they use. But bumping into the borders of Russia, China, and others, as is now happening in Central Asia, the 888 situation in 2008 with the NATO-backed attack on the Russian-controlled enclaves of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The Russians just rolled mobile nuke platforms in, and their chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff came out and said, "We're preparing to use nuclear weapons on you. Pull back," as NATO forces landed to back up the humanitarian force, and the globalists blinked and backed off. The Russians rolled in nukes and said, "We're preparing to fire nuclear weapons." They had their chairman go on television and say, "This is an act of aggression. We're preparing for nuclear warfare. We're going to start with tactical weapons. And if you respond to those, we're going to launch ICBMs, basically." And Dick Cheney, who started it, later it came out, was the one that ran it, said, whoa, they had NATO, they had Israelis, they had U.S. forces advising the puppet minion in Georgia. And again, I'm not saying the Russians are good either. The point is the globalists are just out of their minds trying to start World War III. And that all went on the day the Olympics started at 888 while Putin was meeting with Bush. They got the word that this had started. So very, very bizarre. Let's talk to Francis in Texas. Francis, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I just want to say that with regards to the comment of Senator Lindsey Graham of amending the First Amendment, I say that the American people should realize that once this fellow and anyone who supports him does this, and we agree to it, then that's the end of our Bill of Rights. And I agree that, you know, that we have been lied to for a very long time about the wars, the illegal wars that's happening now in Libya, the war in Afghanistan. Why in the world should, you know, a country like us, who declares us to be, you know, patriotic and, you know, who campaigned for freedom and liberty and justice, be involved in wars that we're not supposed to be in? The lies that the current president says that he's going to pull out troops and bring them home. You know, I feel that, you know, the young men and women that's fighting, thinking that they're fighting for the truth and justice and equality, they're not there to fight those kind of objectives, but they were there as a pawn, you know, and bringing so much pain and misery, not only to their family, but to our country. So I just hope that something would be done about this, and I hope that you and all of you that who profess the truth be protected and be blessed by God.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, Francis. Look, if they're able to set the precedent saying that this is inciting, and not make it about the people burning and chopping heads off and shooting people in Afghanistan, but make it about this pastor burning the Quran after he put it on trial. Now he's going to put Muhammad on trial and burn an effigy. And these Muslim countries, most of them don't have any liberties, but their government will back off if they go wild over, you know, religion. This is what the globalists want. It turned out CIA-backed groups published those those images of Muhammad, you know, with the bomb on his head, that was done to get the Muslims riled up because they want to have a war with them.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, we're continuing with your phone calls. Coming up, I have a trailer for a new video game. I've literally seen 10, 15, I don't know, I haven't counted them up, video game trailers the last few years pushing the idea of UN invasions of America, world government tyranny, poisoning the drinking water, eugenics. You can look at this two ways. Are the video game producers fans of this show? Yes, a lot of them are and have contacted me, and there's little blurbs and nods to this show in many video games that we've listed before. Or you can look at it that some of these big companies are basically trying to acclimate people. That's coming up for a little bit in the next segment, along with some news. But right now, let's go to Tony in Oklahoma. Tony, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I appreciate you having me on your show. And first, I'd like to say thank you so much for the quality of the guests that you bring on your show. Just the depth of the conversation that you got that you bring is great. You listen to other shows or television shows, and it's just fast, fast, boom, 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 talking head. And
the conservative shows just freak out over Muslims and how scary they are and how dangerous they are and give up all your rights for hour after hour. It just gets old. And then meanwhile, the Muslim extremists work for the globalists on record.
Exactly. Well, thank you for having Mr. Ventura on. That was an incredible hour. I enjoyed that so much. One of the reasons I called was I wanted to see if what your take was on a lot of the companies and corporations that are working overseas and support roles for the military in like Afghanistan and Iraq, and what your take on all of that was. I'm probably heading that way in about a month myself. I've accepted a position with a company that's doing.
Yeah, that's about the only boom economy is the contractors. We got Dyncor, Halliburton, XZ. You've got countless groups out there with no bid contracts. Who are making a killing off of all of these operations. I mean, what's your view of it?
Well, you know, my view is I've got a family to feed, and my company took a major hit last year. It just tanked. I got hit by a lot of contractors that slow paid me, and I've got bills.
Well, that's what a managed economy does. The only money for scholarships is police state stuff. The only money for government contracts is the empire. They basically, if you're not an Obama supporter, you don't get the waiver on your insurance for your employees. That's what an organized command and control economy is about. That's what fascism is about. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right about that, and it's put me in a position that I've got to do what I've got to do. And unfortunately, you know, it takes me away from my family for an extended period of time. One of the other questions that I had for you was some background information on HARP. Where would I look for that on the Internet?
Well, we interviewed the director of HARP a few years ago, and we re-aired that and reposted it on Infowars.com. Just search Alex Jones Interviews, Director of HARP. We've got Dr. Nick Begich's book and his video available at Infowars.com that break all of that down. Really, just type HARP Infowars.com, and you'll get reliable reports and information, not conspiracy theories, about what these types of technologies do. But now there's mainstream news articles admitting that Arab countries, China, the Russians, they use similar HARP arrays and admit it's for weather modification. So a lot of that's now public.
Well, I'm a new listener, and I'd never heard anything about that before, and I was just like, wow, this is very interesting. So I wanted to do some research on that. And then one comment I'd like to make, and I thank you for letting me stay on. I wonder if there's not so many people. I've been talking about the things that you share for 20 years, and people look at me like I'm a nut job, and I'm like, well, you know, whatever. But anyway, do you think so many people in America today are just, they're so deeply invested in the system that they're afraid of the truth? They don't even want to know the truth?
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but it's also that the truth is so scary that they want to rationalize to themselves and tell themselves it isn't true, because then they might have to get up and do something. They see themselves as reactive spectators, not as leaders, not as people that have power. People feel isolated. All they do is watch TV, don't even hang out with their neighbors. And so people are so isolated, and the global social engineers know that everything's compartmentalized and that people have a limited, wide-spectrum understanding, so they play on that, and that's how they're able to feed people more and more lies and disinformation. But a separation is happening. One large group of people is growing and becoming more informed, but others that want to believe the lie, they're getting deeper into the lie and believing more and more of it. But they don't count. In the Revolutionary War, it was 5% started it and won it. And we're in an info war. We got way more than 5%, brother. So spectators really don't count. They've already taken themselves out of the game. What matters is that you're out there spreading the word, getting involved, and the system can't stop that. No army can stop an idea whose time's
come.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
I want to get into the economy and what's happened with the Liberty Dollar. Fed seeks $7 million in privately made Liberty Dollars here in a moment. But first, I wanted to get into some predictive programming, where in video games, movies, much of it admittedly financed by the federal government and think tanks to put out certain messages. Like you watch dramas. I mean, I might watch dramas twice a year, and almost every episode is the person that's against abortions wants to murder people, or the homeschoolers are trying to nerve gas the neighborhood. Then they have federal drills all over the country where they come into unannounced elementary schools and scream, "We're going to kill you. We're anti-open border people. We're pro-life. We're anti." You know, groups that don't like the Second Amendment. This is all part of a demonization campaign where these groups really aren't committing any of these crimes or doing any of these things, and the globalists are using it to traumatize children in these drills But then the only thing that backs it up in reality is the unreality of television. And a great example of this is almost all the cop shows are based in Chicago or New York. And they're dramas. And they catch a guy with a gun in his house, he goes to jail. They catch a guy with a shotgun in his car, he goes to jail. Not illegal in most states. It's only actually a few cities where it's totally illegal, but they don't care. And then people that weren't raised in the Second Amendment, who don't know their rights, they then think when they're at your house and they see a gun case locked with firearms in it, they begin hyperventilating. I mean, I put my gun cases and things, you know, now in the closet locked up because repair people and others see it and they begin hyperventilating and they want to call the police. And in one case, you know, they tried to. I've talked about that hundreds of times. This is mind control. I got my guns. They're legal. And some domesticated, cowardly, servile person, most of the time I see it in the news, it's realtors. They come in your house, they see guns, they call the police. Reloading equipment, it's over, you're going to jail. And the SWAT team goes ahead and hits you and hits you hard. They know it's legal, they don't care. I see those reports all the time. It's almost always an old man in his garage who's tinkering, cleaning guns, and neighbors walk by and call the police, and the cops take him to jail. I've seen this countless times and say, well, he did have 9 firearms and 2,000 rounds of ammo. We believe this is an arsenal. Then you look up the state law, whether it's California where I've seen it or Massachusetts, and there's no law against having the 9 firearms or the ammo. But they still go to jail. Remember the woman in New York got pulled over with a shotgun in her trunk, and it was legal, but they went ahead and took her to jail? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen my listeners go to jail, and it's in the newspaper. Kelly Rushing, this has got to be 7-8 years ago, and I read the Kentucky Lyon County newspaper, showed it to you here on air. He calls me. I'd heard the caller before. He was handing out hundreds of my videos, at that time VHS, and on one VHS, it had a Ron Paul neocon speech for an hour, and then it had Road to Tyranny in slow play. And he was giving it out around town, family very well known, you know, middle class guy, business owner. Because when I first heard the story, I made phone calls to the town. I didn't believe it. I was naive 7-8 years ago. And I looked in the phone book, called other Rushings, and talked to his brother, talked to others, called the church. They knew who he was. Then I was sent the newspaper article. And it said, he's facing trial this week for threats against police for the video. And they came and arrested him and said, that's an anti-law enforcement video. All it shows was military admitting they're training to take our guns and Ron Paul giving a speech in the House of Representatives. And the state police came and arrested him, and they took it to trial and told the jury, put him in jail for 3 years per count for the Ron Paul video he was charged and for my video. Both were seen as illegal. And I called the judge up at home. And I said, are you really doing this? You're really having a trial for a video? And he said, yes, but I'm not going to talk about the case with you. I couldn't believe that then. Then I saw other cases. So in America, they will arrest you for your illegal firearms. They will arrest you for not vaccinating your children, even though it's not the law. You see it all the time in the news. They will arrest you for things that are legal and lawful because they love it. The government is scum criminal run. Now, you want to ship hundreds of billions of narcotics in and have Wells Fargo, Wachovia caught with it, you don't get in trouble. Bloomberg, London Telegraph. Was it back in the news yesterday? You want to be Dyncorp Halliburton caught running giant child kidnapping rings all over the world, congressional hearings, nobody gets in trouble. You want to put sodium fluoride in the water causing massive cancer increases knowingly, you don't get in trouble. You're the UN caught adding sterilants to vaccines worldwide on record, you don't get in trouble. But you spank your kid in the backyard when they try to climb the fence or whatever, and it isn't even illegal, your neighbor calls, you're going to lose your kids if they have their way. You clean your gun in the garage with it open, those yuppies are going to see you go to jail, and they're going to feel good when you're in the back of that squad car. And the government so loves tattletaling that they will try to still put you in jail, even if it's not illegal. This is what America's become. All right, now I've segued and digressed off into other areas. I want to go to Rob Allen, Sean Gator, Scott, and others. But let's go ahead and play this new video game trailer. And I see these all the time. For America 2049 has kicked off a viral marketing campaign to promote what appears to be upcoming video game. The story sounds and surrounds an America in 2049 ruled by a tyrannical group known as the Council of American Heritage and fighting the freedom group called the Terrorist Organization. You won't have to wait to 2049 for this to happen. Try 2020 if we don't slow things down, or even faster. They're openly everywhere trying to push restrictions on free speech. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
They told me that I belong to anybody who wants me from now on.
I wanted the chance to be free! To reclaim my heritage!
See, around here, they don't allow any mixing of the races like they do in looser parts of the country.
A secure government facility has been attacked. Sources tell us that at least five inmates have been freed. Preliminary reports allege that the attackers are affiliated with Divided We Fall, the terrorist group.
Agent, so nice to see you again. You're becoming great friends. Eyes will be watching you and judging.
If we find him, we can take out DWF from the top. It's of vital importance. Don't let us down again, Agent.
Guys like us took an oath to protect this country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That oath didn't die with our army.
Okay, so there you have it. This is supposedly some right-wing governments taking over in the future. Now, here is another video game ad that's been out for a couple years, Shattered Union. And notice the United Nations basically invades to save America, and they're one of the factions. But the evil Texans, they're one of the big enemies here. Here it is, Shattered Union.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land.
Okay. Now, going back here, you notice the United Nations invades countries all over the world and always engages in massacres. And you notice that deals have been signed under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, North American Union Security Perimeter, to, quote, use foreign troops in North America to put down civil insurrection. That's now Ottawa Citizen, Associated Press. They signed the deal almost 9 years ago, but they've made it public now this year. Now, we even have a few mainstream news articles reporting on it from 2002 that are in my film Road to Tyranny, 911, The Road to Tyranny. So basically, the public is being acclimated to accept foreign troops here inside of the United States during civil insurrection. And NLE 09, run by FEMA, had that in their battle plan as well. So everybody's just being conditioned to accept this, and I tell you now it's in the cards. And you see the precedent set of UN forces and NATO forces bombing and going into countries when their rebels are overthrowing the government. Going on in the Ivory Coast right now, going on in Libya. And and what's happening now on the Ivory Coast really signifies this is what we broke down a month ago, what other experts broke down. It appears to be an AFRICOM system run out of the Pentagon with NATO as its front. All right, continuing with the news here. Gold rises near 1,435 as dollar retreats, oil climbs. In fact, guys, will you get me the latest on gold prices? You can just pull up Kitco if you want. I want to get the latest on gold and silver prices. Thank you. Gold rose back to above 1,430 an ounce today as oil prices climbed and the dollar eased, and traders anticipated a rate hike from the European Central Bank that may lead to further weakness in the U.S. currency. And, of course, they're not going to follow suit, they said, until the end of the year with rate hikes. And so that will further weaken the dollar. Spot gold was around 1,434 an ounce against 1,427 in late on Friday. And as of this morning, silver was up yet again as well. So the issue here is every time that gold goes up and silver goes up, the system comes in and tries to push it back down. But if you look at the one-year graph, the five-year graph, the 10-year, the 11-year graph, both gold and silver are going up. But whenever it dips down before it goes back up, they always hype that it's been completely discredited and destroyed. And so yuppies and people run around saying, see, it's a bad investment. And it's like a beach ball. They push it under, it pops back up. But more news on inflation increasing. The head of Walmart, obviously, last week saying we're facing serious inflation. But the White House is still running around saying that their monetization of trillions of debt is not causing a problem, even though historically and monetarily we know what this is going to do. Continuing along the monetary policy line, to say that there's been 1,000 companies is conservative. I haven't counted it up. But there are thousands of known companies that have come and gone that issue gold and silver coins, commemorative coins. I could go start a company, you could start a company, and stamp out coins as commemorative and put them out. Now, going back more than 15 years ago, the Liberty Dollar came out with the guy that had run the famous Hawaiian private mint that put out commemorative coins. I remember seeing when I was a kid the ads on TV for his outfit. Well, he decided to put out an alternative currency, which any city, county, individual, you can have a business and say, you know, we use this currency here, cash in, cash to get it. A lot of places do. Like I said, when you go to a Dave and Buster's or some type of place where you eat dinner and play video games and things, you can take your money, give them cash or credit card, and they put it on the Dave and Buster's card. And then that has the money on it. And what the feds are saying here is that's illegal. And you got Montana, you got South Carolina moving to pass legislation to issue their own state gold and silver currency. And in our country's history, many states have had their own currencies. In fact, we had a lot of competing currencies until 1913. You still had the overall Lincoln greenback from the Civil War, but there were still state currencies and state banks and everything else. So they're really worried about this as they devalue the dollar, that people are going to go for stable alternatives that are set in gold and silver in ounces or in fractions of ounces. Federal prosecutors on Monday tried to take a hoard of silver, Liberty dollars, worth about $7 million. Now they also had paper that people could put on deposit at Liberty Dollar. When the feds first raided them, they had enough silver and more for all the paper they'd also issue. They thought they'd get them there, but the feds convict people over 96% of the time. They don't like to be wrong, so they just make stuff up as they go along. Kind of like taking you to jail for illegal guns or for illegal AR-15. Federal prosecutors on Monday tried to take a hoard of silver, Liberty dollars worth $7 million that authorities say was invented by an Indiana man to compete with U.S. currency. He invented silver and gold coins. Bernard von Natas, 67, we need to get him on, was convicted last month in federal court in Statesville on conspiracy and counterfeiting charges for making and selling the currency, which he promoted as inflation-proof competition for the U.S. dollar. Well, that's what we promote to buy gold and silver, whether it be Australian or whether it be British or Canadian or U.S. government buffaloes or eagles or South African Krugerrands or Swiss francs or British sovereigns. Because, I mean, you know, 10 years ago, you buy it at $260 an ounce, and now it's $1,430-something. That's about the inflation line. That's why you get this commodity that's been used for 6,000 years. It's not rocket science. And so, oh, he promoted it as inflation proof. See, they sell this like it's dirty. Like, these people don't give their kids vaccines. These people eat organic food. How many vegetarian families or organic families have their kids taken? A lot. The prosecutor successfully painted Mr. von Nuthaus in a false light, and now the U.S. attorney responsible for the prosecution is painting the case in a false light, saying that it establishes that private voluntary barter currency is illegal, his lawyer wrote. The trial was scheduled to resume Monday in Statesville. The case involves more than 5 tons of Liberty dollars and precious metals seized from a warehouse, was in a vault, which the government wants to take by forfeiture. They want to steal it. Kind of like when the government caught $376 billion in laundered money and the big banks owning the planes and everything. They just said, just give us $100 million. We just want some of the little piece. Hey, we understand. We ship it in with you. It's competition. So there you go. Legal aliens can run wild, drunk, drive to where they want, corrupt government. Foreign banks can steal trillions. But you don't issue your own silver and gold coins. How dare you?
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
By the way, continuing with economic news, Wall Street Journal, precious metals, inflation worries and gold, silver higher. Silver is at $38 and change, getting up there an all-time high. Gold futures rose even above the point that they physically went today, signaling higher silver and gold in the days to come. Another headline, gold, silver rises, inflation projection, the street, market watch, gold, silver futures trade higher. And, of course, housing prices continue to plunge. But the media, the dominant talking heads, tell us that the economy's a lot better and inflation is no big deal. I had to bring Ted Anderson up. I just called him during the break. Because Ted is still, as of this morning, he said, I'm about to go up $31 for three silver dollars. Three silver dollars at $38 a piece. Do the math. What is that, how much is three silver dollars right now in the regular market, Ted?
Well, the regular silver dollars are over $40 a piece. So if you're picking up three of your videos and three of the silver dollars and we're delivering them for $110, I mean, it is so far beyond being a no-brainer, Alex. I mean, again, like you and I discussed last time, I have to raise my prices because I'm selling these things for less than what I pay for them now by a great margin.
Yeah, three of those coins is $120 if you're lucky. But you're talking about how much for the three coins, Ted?
Well, it's $110 delivered. $5 goes for the postage, and there's some value there, about $15 at least, minimum.
But then on top of it, Fall of the Republic, Obama deception, and Endgame, a $60 value. So we're talking about a $70-plus dollar discount. It's a smoking deal on silver alone at $31 an ounce, with it over $38 right now. Do the math, and I would say that your purchase supports the broadcast. Quite frankly, it doesn't. Ted does these lost leaders. I love to be able to offer things to our listeners. How long, Ted, can you hold it at the $31 a piece?
You know, Alex, I'm going to hold this till tonight. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow because silver's at $38.63 at market peak today, and I'm expecting it to go even further. When I have silver spots sitting at $39 an ounce, I'm not going to be able to sell silver dollars at this price. It's just impossible.
Yeah, the point is, you're not like other brokers that get the orders and then try to buy it. You have it in your vault there in town at the bank. You take it and then ship it out to people. You've got it right now. You've also got limited silver and other gold coins, but they've got to say it's the radio special to have that long list of super discounts. What are some of the other specials, briefly, you've got, Ted Anderson?
Well, I mean, right now, the Walking Liberty half right now is at $18.08. Those are over $20 now regularly. The Lakota Nation coins at $44.65. That's gone up, too. British Sovereigns right now at $3.90, those are higher. Franks right now at 311. And we got a range of things. Hey, how about this? The Creature from Jekyll Island book delivered right now for $31 and get one silver dollar in it. I mean, it's just, there's such an array of things that I have that are so far below spot.
Let's explain. How much for the book and the silver dollar?
$31 still because I've
got... So the book's normally $20. The coin's about $40. $31 for a $40 coin and a $20 book. That's $31. Dollars for something that should be above $60. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that's half price. Ted is crazy. There's no doubt about it. Crazy for liberty and a very competitive individual. But it ends tonight at these prices. It'll go up a little, but still be a great deal. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, though. It'll be the higher price, which is still a great deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Silver and gold right now exploding because of dollar devaluation as they now talk about QE3 and further global devaluation. 800-686-2237. Again, they tell them it's the Radio Alex Jones special to get a whole list of things that are discounted. Right, Ted?
Yep, that's right.
And chief among it, three silver dollars, three of my films for what? You said 110?
110 delivered.
So that's the shipping on top of it for free. Do the math. It doesn't, again, I mean, can you find something better? I dare you. 800-686-2237. The Jesse Ventura interview coming up in retransmission, InfoWars.com. Great job, Greg.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.